What sort of things are you getting?
Everything from dreams to nightmares. We had this really cool piece that was by Nancy Jo Poirier, who's a local painter. It was actually biographical because it was pictures of dreams she had when she was a little girl. And it was really interesting. It's this kind of, it's a triptych that's cut. It's irregularly shaped, so it's like puzzle pieces that fit together. She has actual photographs from her childhood that she embedded into the, like collaged into the piece. And then we had a piece that was like this very scary clown by Kevin Duffy. And it was just, I mean, it's so creepy. It's creepy in a good way.
You wonder.
I guess. But I love seeing it. So, and then we had some that were just like pictures of, we had a necklace that was made by Susie Bliskel that's hand-blown glass shells. And it's like, makes you think of the beach in the Caribbean. So that's like, you know, your dream getaway. We had one artist, Renee Smith, who actually drew a dream catcher. So we had some of that too. I didn't know what we would have, if people would be literal or push the envelope.
What did you ask them to do specifically?
Just, I don't care what medium they use, whatever you want to do. And some people do what they don't normally do. For example, Libby Johnson is in the show. She paints beautiful, beautiful landscapes. And she also paints beautiful still lifes that show light. And they're just amazing. But for this show, she did a mixed media piece on paper that had a drawing, which is completely different from Libby. But I think it's fun for them to be able to step out of their usual way of working and make something completely new.
So if they're able to do whatever it is they want, why is it that this pushes her to do something different?
I think it's just she hasn't thought of that particular angle before. And it has to go with the theme. I mean, that's the way to make work by 50 different artists go together. So by making a theme, it kind of makes it unified. And I think it just pushes her into a different angle.
What do you think is sort of the theme of Baton Rouge art? I mean, this is sort of an opportunity to see what it is that Baton Rouge art is. What would you say that is?
The thing about Baton Rouge is there's a ton of artists, and they're doing all different kinds of things. So you can't, I really couldn't say there's a Baton Rouge look, because there isn't.
Do you think that there's a reason for that?
I mean, all of the artists in our show are not necessarily LSU grads, but a lot of them are. And it might be just that they've come from somewhere else and they have something. And also, all the professors are, you know, not necessarily Baton Rougeans. But I think people are just kind of expressing their viewpoint. No two people see things exactly the same way, and it's the same with artists.
And you have an interactive part for this exhibit.
Yes, and that has been a lot of fun, especially with the little kids. Like, a lot of times people bring their kids to receptions and stuff, and the kids are kind of bored, because it's a bunch of grown-ups standing around looking at pictures. But we had a bowl of crayons and these little coloring pages that I made that have a dream catcher on them. But also I have blank paper for people that don't want to draw in lines. But it doesn't have to be little kids. It can be, you know, 80-year-old kids. I don't care. And we're pinning them all up and collecting them all summer.
And what's the response been?
It's been a lot of fun. Yesterday I had a little girl that came into my office, and she showed me the piece that she had made and her mother had made. And she was very proud of herself. So I was excited because, you know, drawing is, and coloring, and I mean, it's one of those pleasures in life. It's just, you get to be mindless and you don't have to think about anything. And hopefully you're not judging yourself too much.